This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well at 96.5 The Fan. We're now joined by Bobby Scales, the color commentator for the Detroit Tigers. You're the big bad dogs coming into town. How's the season been going, Mr. Bobby? Also, thank you for joining us.
No, about all that. No, it's been going very well. It's been a fun team to watch, a fun team to follow, and a good bunch of guys. So you put those things together, it's been pretty good.
It's been really the last 100 games or so dating back to last year. The guys from Detroit have been absolutely on fire. Why have the Tigers been the best team in baseball over the last year, roughly?
Well, you know, it all begins, starts, and ends with starting pitching and pitching in general. You guys saw that, the improvement that you guys had last year. But the rotation has been tremendous. And, yeah, the pitching chaos towards the end of the season last year in the last 45 games was born out of necessity, but man, it worked. It worked in spades. And then this year, some of the starters got hurt. The guy going tonight, Casey Mize, got back in the rotation. He's made a tremendous improvement. Tarik Skubal is the best pitcher in baseball, full stop. Mm-hmm. And then the bullpen has continued to be very, very good this year. So it's been interesting. It's been an awesome ride, but it begins and ends with starting pitching and some timely hitting and the ability to catch the baseball.
With the Central Division being arguably the best division in baseball, I would say it's up there. Obviously, the NL West will have a say with that as well. But when you look at this division, we in Kansas City look at Detroit like, can they stop winning? But I would assume that everybody in Detroit would say, can these people just go away? Who's the most annoying team to Detroit from Bobby Scales' opinion?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, if you look at how the season started, the Twins going on that absolute heater they went on, mm-hmm. was like, why are you guys still here? But all of a sudden they got hot, and then we're thinking back to last season, like we kind of did the same thing. So I love it. I like the division. Obviously the White Sox are not doing so well, and they're in the middle of a teardown and rebuild. But, you know, when you look at the rest of the division, all of these series are always competitive. Cleveland's just annoying because they do what they do, and somehow they figure out a way to be in every ball game, and they took 3 out of 4 from the Tigers last weekend. But yeah, I mean, the whole division is tough. There's zero gimmies. And like I said, and this isn't to beat up on Chicago, but you know, even the White Sox are better mm-hmm. than they were a year ago under Will Venable. So the whole division is tough. There's no gimmies. You got to get your mind right when you're playing inside a division, and that makes it fun baseball to watch and fun baseball to call.
Talking with Bobby Scales, Tiger announcer, there in town for the big series this weekend against the Royals. You mentioned the Twins, and it's funny you did, because I told these guys coming back from spring training, I said, I guarantee you that Twins manager is the first one to go. And they started out slow, and then they kind of turned it around, as you mentioned, and now they're on a heater, and the Royals have been on a heater all year. You guys have been on a heater, you know, all year long. Both you and the Twins turned it around kind of mid-season. How does that happen? Because I think we've seen so many teams get out of the gate so slow and then basically just give up on the year. How are you able to turn it around in the midst of a season like that?
Well, I think the number one thing you have to remember, and this is so cliche, it makes me want to, you know, but it's a long year, man. You cannot ride the emotional highs. The emotional highs or lows anytime you're involved in this game. You just cannot do it. And I will say this, I don't know Rocco that well as a person. I hear great things about him, especially given some of the injuries he's had, you know, to contend with. When you don't have they've played something like their stats ridiculous, and I'm not going to quote it because I'm going to get it wrong, but they have not had you know, Lewis and Buxton and Correa on the field at the same time for extended periods of time during these last few years. But, you know, when you get those guys back healthy, at least get 2 or 3 of them, you got a chance. In our case, the thing that I would say is that A.J. Hinch gets a lot of credit for mm-hmm. the movement of the chess pieces in game. He's very good at that. That goes with, you know, that his, it's evidenced by some of the things he's doing. The reason he's able to do that is because he has two things. Number one, he has very, very versatile players, and he has players that have bought in. And as a leader, you get buy-in when you have complete open and honest communication with your group. Here's what we need from you today. Here's what we need from you tomorrow. Here's what we need from you going forward. The message is consistent. The message is clear. The message is truthful, and it doesn't change. And that, when you have a bunch of guys that, hey, Skip has asked me to do this, and this is what I need to do, they believe it, they buy in, and they accept the role. And so that, for me, is the reason he's as good as he is. It's not because he can move the chess pieces on the board, which he's good at. His best quality, in my opinion, from the seat that we sit in and the seat that I'm able to sit in with the Tigers, is the fact that there's clear and consistent communication. There's no ambiguity. He has the tough conversations. He does so tactfully, and guys buy into it. And so when you have those two things going for you, I think it's to your advantage.
When you talk about that seat that you sit in with the Tigers, talking to Bobby Scales here on 96.5 The Fan, that matchup on Saturday, Tarik Skubal, Bobby Witt Jr., that's the cream of the crop right there, right?
It's what you pay to see, man. It's awesome. And I am, you know, you guys probably don't get to hear me when we're doing other games, obviously, but I am a card-carrying member of the Bobby Witt fan club. I love the dude. I mean, he is a dude. All aspects of the game, and if you do a deep dive into the metrics, everything he's done, he's gotten better. Hard hit rate, chase rate, strikeout rate. You know, he. The question was, when he got to the big leagues, because he stayed short. Well, he was a little rocky early on. It was balls right at him, which means you just got to clean up normal plays, and balls to his right. Can he get better going to his backhand? He did that, and he, you know, he runs, he steals bags, he makes high baseball IQ plays. Huge fan of Bobby Witt Jr. I said it before, he's going to win an MVP in the next 2 to 3 years. He almost did last year. Just tremendous baseball player. I love it. And then getting the opportunity to watch Tarik Skubal pitch, you know, every turn is just, that's fantastic. I mean, the guy has just exploded onto the scene the last couple of years and just continued to get better and better and better with power stuff. Excellent command, and just a little nasty out there on the mound. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, dude, his last start was insane. I caught like the last couple of innings of that, and I was like just captivated. I'm like, what is this guy doing out here on the mound? He's now toying with people. I mean, like you mentioned earlier, he's the best pitcher in the American League right now, maybe the best pitcher in all of baseball. It was enthralling just watching this guy pitch.
You know, it was messed up. I have about 100 game package with the Tigers this year, and of course I was at home in Atlanta watching it, and I was like, come on, man, how can I not be in the booth for this? But I watched every pitch after you check in when you don't, you know, when you're not doing the games, you don't watch every pitch. But I saw he was starting, and I checked in, and finally I said, come here, son, we're going to sit down and watch this one, the full thing. So
you made your kids sit down and watch it with
you? Oh, yeah, my son Trey. Come on, son. He doesn't even like baseball. I'm like, you're watching this, kid, so you'll be okay.
Is there, who else have you made your son sit down and watch? Because that's as a dad, you know, sometimes you grab your kids, you go, watch this guy play. I've got two daughters. They're not as interested as they were a few years ago, you know, in the professional sports. So watch Mahomes and whatnot. But, like, who else have you made your son sit down and watch and go, you got to watch this guy play?
Well, across all sports, I mean, I'm a lover of all sports, and my son, and he's awesome. Trey's fantastic, but he's not a sports kid. He's more of a robotics, engineering, sure. Legos, building stuff kid. But we're going to watch Steph Curry. We're going to watch Tarik Skubal pitch. We're going to watch, you know, I'm a big golfer, so we're going to pick some big tournaments to watch in golf as well. But, you know, that when I said, son, come here, you know, you're going to sit here for a minute.
Yeah, watch this.
I do want to bring this name up and ask what you know or what you have heard about. But when we say the name Jack Caglione, what does that mean to Bobby Scales?
Yeah. No, we'll see. Like I said, you know, I work for the Tigers, obviously, but I do live in Atlanta, so I'm very familiar with the SEC. And, mm-hmm. you know, you get got SEC games, so I watched him at Florida a little bit. And, yeah, I mean, listen, man, the dude's got real power. He looks like he's a genuine article. And, you know, this game is getting younger. This game is getting more dynamic. And it's exciting to see guys like him that can do the things he can do on a baseball field, matriculate their way to the big leagues. And you know, we wish him the best of luck to get here. And we wish him a whole bunch of hard line drives right at people when they play the Tigers.
It's funny you say go ahead.
But a lot of success otherwise. And listen, I say this and I mean this in all sincerity. I love this game. I consider myself a caretaker of this game. I want to see the game flourish. And that means young players getting to the big leagues and being good and being healthy. And yeah. I say this all the time. And you know, in regards to Buxton, it just seems like it's a shame he hasn't been on the field as much as he could have been in the past few years. Because the game's better when you're young players, when you're marquee guys are out there doing it. It's a better product. It makes for better TV. It makes for better radio. And it's better for the game. So,
it is.
You know, just hope that everybody can stay healthy and these young guys get to the big leagues and do well.
And I think baseball has kind of lost that a little bit. Like, we're such in an NFL world now, Bobby. I know you went to Michigan. You're talking to a huge Buckeye fan here. So, Ishigan, and you follow college football. You follow college football.
Might have to end this thing early.
So you know what it's like. You see all these kids in college football. You get excited about them. And then the next year, they're in the NFL and they're contributing already to your team. Baseball players, you draft them. All right, we'll see you in 6 years. And you lose that buzzkill about it. Like, baseball has got to find a way to speed up that clock. I think eliminating some of the minor leagues may help with that as well. Speed up the clock. Get these guys up here that fans do get excited about when they're young.
Well, I'm gonna challenge you on that a little bit. Okay. You want the young players that belong here in the big leagues to be here when they're supposed to be here. I do think recently in the industry, we've ruined some players by pushing them too quickly. There is a reason there's levels to this thing. Mm-hmm. I'll be sensitive to this too. I worked in player development for 9 years. And so it's tough for me to watch some of the contraction that has happened because some good people, men and women, good people in this industry have lost jobs. And I think a lot of it is driven by the economics of the game. I will say this. The middle class of baseball has kind of gone away. The veteran guy that may be 31, 32, who's a utility player, who's a bench player, who's on a 2-year deal for $5 million, which is a modest contract. But he's a big league player. He's a winning baseball player. That guy has gone away in favor of the shuttle bus to the minor leagues of guys who are making $700,000. I think the game has suffered for that.
Yeah.
So I don't discount what you're saying. I do think the product could be better if we found a way to get that player back into the mix. Mm-hmm. But that's not the way that the owners have decided to go, and so be it. But I think getting young players who are dynamic, who have earned their way to the big leagues, into the big leagues and playing well is awesome. I also think that having guys who are veteran guys come off the bench, know how to play this game, creates a better product as well. So
yeah, it does.
Striking that balance, I think, is important.
You mentioned that, though, and I remember years ago when the NFL was going through their collective bargaining agreement, Andy Studebaker was the Chiefs rep, and he came in here and he said the exact same thing that you just said. The middle class of athlete in the NFL is going to die, and he's right about that. They'll pay the young guys the rookie contract. They'll pay your superstars, but the dude who's just a good baseball player, as you mentioned, the 2-year, $5 million type of guy, that guy's getting lost in the shuffle in all sports now.
Yeah, I think that's the way it is. And you know, listen, change is inevitable. That's the one thing that we know is coming in life, or one of the few things that we know is coming in life. And that's how it is. So you have to adapt and overcome. But at the same time, I do think the product would be better if you had more guys who were more I don't care if I get in trouble or not. I think you guys who are more major league ready than some of the young players that are coming up right now.
Bobby, last one for you. A guy that's been major league ready for quite some time, Seth Lugo. What would go wrong for the Detroit Tigers if Seth Lugo shoves tonight?
Seth Lugo is who he is. And he's interesting too, because I appreciate in the era of power, everything, power fastball, power slider, power curveballs. You know, we're seeing changeups at 90, 91. Seth Lugo is a guy who is a pitching artisan. His array of pitches is impressive. And his ability to command all of those pitches to both sides of the plate, to both-handed hitters, is very impressive. You know, in my prep work with him, he's one of the guys where I write down very little because you know what he's going to do. He's going to use all his pitches. He's going to pitch to all quadrants of the zone. And he's going to change eye level. And he's going to, you know, it's one thing for a guy to go east-west with his pitches. It's one thing for a guy to go north-south. One thing that guys don't do a lot of, in my opinion, in today's baseball, is get guys going back and forth. And what I mean is speed them up, slow them down further, slow them down even further, and bam, speed them up again. Get guys in the rocker. And as a former position player, that is the worst place to be. I can handle a guy that works at top or bottom. I can handle a guy that goes east and west. But the guy that can do one of those things, if not both, but also have me constantly in the rocker speed-wise is the guy that gives me the most trouble. And if he's doing that tonight, it could be a long night for the Tigers. And that's how he pitches. And so, you know, I know he's coming back from injury a little bit, had the middle finger injury the finger injury. It's going to be interesting to see what pitches he has.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I just feel for, but that's what he does, and that's what he's very good at. So look for that tonight.
Well, Bobby, we appreciate the time. Have a good call on the game tonight. Enjoy the three games against the Tigers and the Royals.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much. Go Blue.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. I got me, son of a gun. He's good at what he does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.